Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, we cannot rule out some rain showers, otherwise cloudy, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll have rain showers likely with a low of 42, wind gusts as high as 25. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers with a high near 51. Wednesday night, slight chance of rain at 35. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 50.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Two Kansas legislative committees resuming their work on budget issues this week before all lawmakers return to the State House. The House Appropriations and Senate Ways and Means Committee is scheduled to have a joint meeting Thursday morning. They plan to review a new fiscal forecast issued last week before working on budget legislation. Authorities are saying a hunter accidentally shot his brother and a friend after mistaking them for wild turkeys in southeastern Kansas. The State Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism says the victims were shot in the face and body on April 12th. The Crawford County Sheriff says the shooting has been ruled an accident and that the victims are expected to survive. The Wildlife Department's game warden says the shooter broke several hunting safety rules, including shooting at movement without having positive identification of the intended target. Mid-America Network News.
And restore shine to your wheels and tires with Turtle Wax Wheel and Tire Cleaner and Turtle Wax Tire Shine. On sale now for $3.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Safely remove dirt and lock in a long-lasting high-gloss shine with Turtle Wax Wheel and Tire Cleaner and Turtle Wax Tire Shine at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at ProudlyPropane.com.
Representatives from the University of Kansas' most well-established fraternities forming a business league to help protect the group's houses. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the Kansas Fraternity Landlords League, formerly incorporated in the fall of 2015. Its executive director, Aaron Racine, says the league is looking to become more active this semester. Racine says the nonprofit is similar to trade associations and business leagues. He says the league ensures that the fraternity's business models support their many assets. Wichita Eagle publisher and president Roy Heatherly is leaving the company as part of a larger restructuring by the McClatchy Company. Tony Berg, regional publisher for McClatchy's Midwest Division, announced yesterday that Heatherly's last day will be the 5th of May. Berg said he will hire a general manager to lead the Eagle and its sales operation. Berg told employees the McClatchy reorganization is designed to streamline the company's operations and refocus resources. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
We'll be right back.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. People who seek medical help for opioid overdoses would be protected from drug charges under a bill that has won final approval from the Nebraska legislature. Senators voted 34-5 yesterday to pass the bill to provide immunity from drug or drug paraphernalia charges to people who cooperate with medical professionals. 34 states and the District of Columbia have similar laws. A plan to merge two state agencies that serve Nebraska veterans has won final approval from lawmakers. Senators passed the measure with a 49-0 vote. Governor Pete Ricketts identified the plan as a way to streamline services for veterans and tap federal dollars to cover $1.4 million in expenses that are currently paid by the state. Veterans groups and the state's public employee union have applauded the idea. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and approved a $240,000 blacktop overlay project for the Herkimer Road with Hall Brothers Construction. Low bid for two 2017 pickups from Nordis Motor Company was approved after delaying the decision for a week to consider other options. Commissioners approved selling a 2012 patrol car to the City of Frankfort for $6,000. A request for a pay scale change from the Agency on Aging director was discussed, and a decision was made to refrain from making changes at this time and consider reviewing the entire pay scale first of the year in order to simplify it. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. No decision was made following discussion regards changing the county sanitarian, Marlene Staum, from contract to a full-time position. The board took no action on our request for two new additional employees for the Noxious Weed Department, with Commissioner Ouellette commenting the department appears adequately staffed. Commissioner Mueller asked for a cost-benefit analysis of the county recycling program. A burn ban resolution was discussed with the county attorney with no decision. Pima Hall County Commissioners meeting Monday conducted mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website and Facebook page. Central Valley Ag and Farmway Co-op Board of Directors recently unanimously approved moving forward with a merger proposal of the two, which will now go to a vote of the members. The expanded services and facilities, as well as increased cost savings and accelerated redemptions for member owners, were cited in the decision. A merger study has been completed after initial discussion began in January. Margaret M. Johnson, age 102, of Marysville, passed away February 17. A funeral service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Margaret Johnson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, a wheat roll, tomato and zucchini, and peach crisp. Tomorrow, breakfast casserole, a cinnamon roll, and fresh fruit. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville JV tennis team at Chapman this afternoon. Softball teams will host Clay Center, and the baseball teams will host Clay Center. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
You've got mail from
Mom.
Amy, your BFF.
Andy, your favorite coworker.
Your banker at United Bank and Trust.
With e-statements from United Bank and Trust, we'll send you an email to let you know your statement is prepared and ready to be viewed online. Then, log on to United Bank and Trust's secure online banking site to view, print, or store your statement. E-statements from United Bank and Trust. Enroll today. You bank, we deliver. Member FDIC.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a slow-moving low-pressure system that's making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us a chance of rain showers throughout the rest of Tuesday and pretty much on and off as we head all the way through the end of the week. Temperature-wise, we'll definitely see a cool down as we head into tomorrow through the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, cloudy, chance of rain showers in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, we'll continue the chance of rain showers with a low of 42, wind gusts as high as 25. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers with a high near 51. For Wednesday night, we'll continue the slight chance of rain showers with a low near 35. As we enter Thursday, partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon with a high near 61. For Thursday night, we'll have rain showers likely, low of 45. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April 69, record high on this date 94 in 1989. The average low 47, the record low is 28 in 1967. Sunset this evening at 8:10, sunrise in the morning 6:31. A cloudy overcast, 53 degrees, winds out of a northeast, 5 to around 10 miles an hour. Most of the morning showers confined to east-central Nebraska. Nothing much showing up south of the border, at least this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 25th of April. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, did you go to the mall without me?
What are you talking about?
Your outfit, it's super cute. I know you went to the mall.
No, I stayed right around here. I just went to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They have, how shall I put this, super cute clothes. And the staff was awesome. They helped me find a shirt to go with my skirt for a perfect look. And hey, look at my necklace.
That's awesome. When are you going back?
Next week. I decided I needed a new pair of boots, too. Fashion Direct, just off Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas, where great prices come with friendly service.
Steph Curry and the Warriors break out the brooms in Portland. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Warriors made quick work of the Trailblazers.
And for the fourth time in the last five seasons, the Golden State Warriors will move on to round number two and a date in the Western Conference semifinals.
Call on 95.7 The Game. Steph Curry had 37 points for Golden State as a sweep Portland in four games. Final score, 128-103. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, the Hawks tied up their series against the Wizards at two games apiece, thanks to Tim Hardaway Jr.
Dishes in the corner. Tim Hardaway, three-pointer. Bang! Tim Hardaway Jr. knocks it down, and the Hawks lead by four.
Call on WZGC. Atlanta beats Washington 111-101. And up north, Toronto beat Milwaukee 118-93 to put them ahead 3-2. To the Diamond, one of the best rivalries in baseball got underway Monday night with the Dodgers visiting the Giants. In the bottom of the seventh, Hunter Pence drove in what would be the winning run.
Pence hits a ground ball toward the middle and through into center field. Here comes Panic around third. Hernandez up with the ball. His throw is too late. Panic slides in and scores.
Call on KNBR. San Francisco beats LA 2-1. In Milwaukee, Eric Thames continues to stay red hot.
Swing and a fly to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone! For Eric Thames. James, and he strikes again. That's number 9, and he got it all.
The call on WTMJ, Thames had 2 home runs on the night to lead the Brewers to an 11-7 victory over the Reds. In Colorado, the Rockies came from behind thanks to Charlie Blackman's bat.
Charlie hits that one a mile to right field. Forget about it! Second deck! See you later!
Call on KOA, Colorado beat Washington 8-4. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, President Trump says the White House will offer some preliminary plans on the possible renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement sometime within the next 2 weeks. Well, it didn't get more specific than that. A report says White House spokesman saying the administration currently working on negotiating text with Congress. The White House will then proceed with the required 90-day notice to Congress once a U.S. trade rep is confirmed. Robert Lighthizer is the nominee for the position, but his confirmation being held up because of past work he'd done representing foreign governments in D.C. Democrats say he needs a waiver approval by both the House and the Senate to be confirmed, but the White House says he doesn't. Before the letter can be sent to Congress, the White House must complete a series of meetings with groups of lawmakers, one of which is the Senate Advisory Group on Negotiations. Democrats on the panel are refusing to meet with anyone but Lighthizer. As a result, Politico is saying it's looking like the nominee will have to get the waiver, clear a committee vote, and then get the full Senate vote for confirmation. All that means the 2-week timeline is more than a little uncertain. EPA will be in D.C. Circuit Court starting today as the court hears oral challenges to the 2014-16 renewable fuel standard volume. The RFS has supporters and detractors in both major political parties, so the case represents a rare nonpartisan issue for the EPA. The agency will have to defend itself against accusations that it set volumes for conventional biofuels, cellulosic biofuels, and biomass biodiesel too high or too low, depending on who's speaking at the time in the courtroom. More ag information at agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, as expected, the United States Senate easily confirmed Sonny Perdue as the 31st United States Secretary of Agriculture after a lengthy confirmation process. The Senate confirmed the former Georgia governor as USDA Secretary yesterday evening after weeks of White House vetting, a Senate hearing, and a floor action delayed by a controversial Supreme Court nomination. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was to swear in Perdue as the 31st USDA Secretary this morning before Perdue begins his first day of work, including a reception by USDA career staff and employees. Senate Democrats largely backed Perdue, even while criticizing President Trump for proposing a big cut to USDA's budget. Top Ag Senate Democrat Debbie Stabenow says,
"For months, rural America has not had a voice in this administration, and frankly, it shows. President Trump's budget proposal makes it clear that rural America is not a top priority for his administration. His proposal cuts USDA funding by 21%, the third largest cut of any federal agency."
But Sonny Perdue is now the United States Secretary of Agriculture. His soil temperatures brought to you by Abilene Machine. You can check out their parts online, abilenemachine.com. A few degrees warmer this morning across Kansas, 54, 55, 56 degrees statewide. We've warmed back up in Oklahoma as well. The northeastern half of Oklahoma sits at 57 and 58 degrees this morning. And the southwestern
half of Oklahoma now sits at 59 and 60 degrees. Had a little chill down on a Monday morning, but we're warming back up here on a Tuesday morning. 4-inch morning soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. Ag News Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
As planting season nears, you need to make sure the conditions are optimal to start planting seed. Join Craig Mead and the Mid-America Ag Network every morning during your Ag News to hear the latest planting conditions and your daily soil temperature reports. We know you can't afford to lose your seed by planting too early, so stay tuned in during planting season with the Mid-America Ag Network for your daily soil temperature reports and other planting conditions. Brought to you by Abilene Machine. Check out their great part selections at AbilineMachine.com or call 800-255-0337.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. It's getting close to that time when farmers will have to decide whether to plant beans instead of corn. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
In a recent column at Reuters.com, market analyst Karen Braun wrote about the slow start to corn planting, possibly leading to a tug of war with soy.
If corn planting is delayed too much, that of course introduces a lot of risk to quality and yield of that crop. So oftentimes, if they aren't able to get the corn in on time, they'll switch to soybeans or something else. This year, soybeans is probably the most economical choice, so that would be logical that they might favor some more soybean acres. So if corn planting really does stay delayed through at least early May, I would say that it would be likely to see some more soybean acres out of this, and we could push that soybean acreage number over the corn this year, for the first time since 1983, second time in history.
And when, on average again, do beans have to be in the ground?
That's a little bit more loose than the corn. It's not as sensitive as a time window, but I know that pretty much as soon as the farmers get the corn in, they start working on the soybeans. And, soybean planting can run all the way up through the end of June sometimes. Even in some of those very delayed years, farmers were planting into July, but that's definitely not ideal. Generally, in May is when you really start to see that soybean progress take off.
Of course, what happens in May doesn't dictate how things turn out in September and October, as we learned in 2012. Wasn't it 2012 when we were in the ground early because of the warm weather?
Exactly, and 2012 is a great example of how fast planting doesn't really mean a whole lot. Sometimes, if you get those severe summer droughts like we did in 2012, they got everything in by, the third week in May and ended up with some of the worst yields that we've ever seen. Planting really only does so much, right? You have to depend on the summer weather, too. But if we do see into May, if we see corn planting still delayed kind of towards the end of May, and that's when corn planting should be wrapping up, then the data suggests that we really do see a definitive switch to soybean acres. And even more so, let's say that we can turn things around here and corn planting is actually faster than normal by that time, that late May time frame, then you almost always see corn acres fall from what, the planting intentions report has said. So there's still a lot of impacts that we could see here, both this month and then next month.
You can follow Karen Braun on Twitter at KANNBWX. Back after this.
There will be a real estate auction of 635 acres, more or less, of western Marshall and eastern Washington County, Kansas farmland. This will be offered in seven tracts at various locations near Waterville. Sale to be held Monday evening, May 1st at 6:30 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center. Tract 1 is 72 acres more or less, 69 acres terrace tillable and the balance in waterways. Tract 2, 112 acres more or less, 34 acres terrace tilled land, 77 acres being pasture land with good water, including two ponds, a spring, creek, and some wildlife habitat. Tract 3 is 135 acres more or less, 110 acres tilled, 25 acres waterways, and some tree areas. Tract 4, 98 acres, 88 acres considered tilled, with the balance being a draw and wildlife habitat. Tract 5, 40 acres more or less, 35 acres tilled, balance in trees and wildlife habitat. Tract 6, 97 acres, 70 acres terrace, tilled acres, balance in waterway and wildlife habitat along river frontage. And Tract 7 is 80 acres, 70 acres being row crop. Complete details online, go to Manhattan Commission and the Klein Realty tab, or contact John Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction for D&B Parker Farms, Monday, May 1st, 6:30 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
The Hustler Raptor Zero Turn Mower doesn't play around. With a heavy-duty welded steel deck, exclusive smooth track steering, and a professional-grade cut, the Hustler Raptor has the power to turn your weekend to-do list into your weekend to-done list. With a price starting at just $27.99, the legendary Hustler Raptor. Tools, not toys.
See Terry, Luke, or Kim at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville and BlueValleyTrailers.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 53 degrees, peak of sunshine here. Scattered chance for showers, highs in the middle 60s today. Cooler temps in the midweek Wednesday.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Along with the new 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, they have a 2017 Chevy Colorado and a 2017 Chevy Suburban. It offers plenty of room for all of those road trips for family, friends, and more. The 2017s have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Matt Davidson had two hits and three RBIs in an eight-run sixth, Chicago's highest scoring inning in 5 years. And last night it was the White Sox routing the struggling Kansas City Royals 12-1. The Chiefs waived Jay Howard with a failed physical designation yesterday after the veteran defensive tackle was limited to 8 games by a hip injury last season. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said last week Howard was progressing with rehab work following hip surgery. The 28-year-old Howard started 13 of 16 games.